I guess I've never been normal. Not what you call establishment. Johnny Cash. Is it any wonder that the same God the Hebrews described with the word Kodesh goes on in those ancient scriptures to connect with humankind by becoming a misfit? Like it or not, the movement of Christianity began with one weirdo who attracted a small tribe of fellow oddballs and eventually transformed the world. Personally, I love Jesus. Not just his teachings, but because historically he's one of the greatest examples of how misfits start movements. Virtually everything about the life and message of Christ is weird. He's born among farm animals, but claims he's the Son of God. Thinks he can save Israel from being occupied without weapons, turns water into wine, speaks in riddles, and makes statements like, drink my blood and eat my flesh. His ideology was and continues to be completely oppositional to whatever the masses are currently pushing. Consider for a moment the idea that the God who spoke the universe into motion stepped on the planet Earth to show humankind, if nothing else, that misfits matter. The magic in Christ's movement is his restless, almost fanatical empowerment of those on the margins of society, those just waiting in the crowds. These are the vehicles he fuels with a mustard seed. As his father did with Adam, these are the static combinations of matter and spirit he breathes life into and tells move. Christ spoke to crowds as if he were speaking to his close friends, and spoke with his close friends as if they had the power to speak to the masses. Instead of picking brilliant, capable, creative leaders of integrity, he went after working-class drifters, test flunkers, soon-to-be traitors, and crooked auditors. As with any movement, one can propose he did this because he knew these were the types of people his weird message would resonate with the most, the ones looking to be identified, cared for, and empowered to carry on his mission long after he left. As I further explore later on, people with weird ideas have to work extra hard to hack into the normal sphere, making their message applicable not just to misfits, who are usually early adopters, but everyone else as well. We see examples of Christ doing this kind of normal hacking peppered throughout the Gospels. The way he turns a wedding crisis into a party. His gracious conversation with the skeptical rabbi named Nicodemus. And his actions during his life or death trial in front of Roman rulers who didn't even believe in the Hebrew God, let alone that Christ was his son. As much time as Christ spends with those who get him, he seems to have a special affinity for those who don't. One of my favorite parables Christ tells is the one about the shepherd who goes after the lost sheep, found in the Gospel of Matthew. A shepherd who owns 100 sheep suddenly realizes one of them has gone missing, and in response, he leaves the 99 to search for the missing one until he finds it, carrying it back home in his arms. He is often known as the Good Shepherd, a caretaker who sees each individual member of his flock as equally important, worthy of a search and rescue operation, even if it proves to be a liability, a risk others would scratch their heads at, wondering why it was worth the trouble. I can't help but wonder if the sheep the shepherd went back for was the black sheep. Earlier in that same gospel, people begin to label Jesus a drunk and a glutton because of the kinds of parties he'd frequent and the people who'd inevitably show up. I think one of the characteristics I like most about Christ is that he had an uncanny knack for being the life of the party without being the center of attention. His presence always seemed to be about something or someone else, concerned with a different angle or endgame from what everyone was expecting. His response.